my name on the back of my belt. Believe there's a God to save me from hell. And dirt roads are made for country boys like me.
They took her baby.
Don't believe in politically correct.
She had her baby.
If you want a piece of me,
CPS took her.
Better have a set. A rifle and a four-wheel drive is all I need.
Okay, let's get me a rhythm.
January.
Nelson's gonna let him bleed today. He's going into shock.
And it's good for you. Take your Terramax today.
President business enveloped by a cloud of drones descending from the sky.
That's the most disorganized.
I would never let my kids read Chronicle SU.
Yep, I said, Nelson's bleeding today.
And I'll say it right to the camera. Stop it.
Hold it, mate.
Run, please.
You want to do this right now?
I write to the propaganda for the right wing.
You are fake news.
And I smoke in the weed.
You're going to get this Terramax out.
You're
going to live a clean life.
Yes, I go into a dissociative state because
you're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the Terramax and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Set.
Hey, dude, you get the fuck out of here. You get the fuck out of here, you hear me? You hear me? Get the fuck out of here. Oh, wait a minute. Get the fuck out. There's a ding dong. Show me that next ding dong. Show me that next ding dong on the internet. Show me that next ding dong. Ding dong's on the internet. Show me that ding dong. The internet. Show me that internet ding dong. Sing song. It's a sing song ding dong day. It's a sing song diddly dong. Fiddly fong. Fair. Kind of Flair. This is Hate Sec Radio with Bobby Flair. How the hell are you? Bobby Flair. Bobby Flair. What the hell's going on? You're on the Internet Chronicle. Hate Radio. Radio Hate is brought to you proudly by Liebel Joker Incorporated, who brought you such many wonderful, fine, humiliating products as the Panoptosphere, Terramax, the Panopticon, the Liebel Joker Incorporated patented, new and approved, extended release Terramax, brought to you proudly by Dr. Angstrom Troubadour of Liebel Joker Pharmaceuticals. He's working on the cure to the common AIDS. And this is Chronicle.su. Our automatic payments are failing, systems are going down. We can't afford to stay on the air, and yet here we are. Radio Hate is a 30-minute hate, half hour of hate. This is your chance to expel all the demons inside you, and foam at the mouth, spit and snarl at your computer screen, because you're looking at HateSec on Omegle.com. Omegle is a site that connects your face to as many dicks in the world as possible. It's a wonderful website. It'll just, explode out at you right in the eyes. Like a big dick cum shot right in your fucking eyeballs. Right in your fucking eyes. Right in your eyes, Harry. Do you understand me? He's gonna blow his load right in your fucking eyes. Are you just gonna sit there and let him come in your fucking face? Why don't you move out of the way? You know it's coming. You have time. Step aside. This is how the big girls do it. And Judge Judy gets her mouth right up on that glory hole. And she forms a seal. And whatever comes in, comes in. People are flinging their shit at it, stabbing their limp dicks into it, into that fucking shithole. And she's puking through the hole, and the puke is coming back in at you. But it's Judge Judy. It's Judge Judy, darling. You get down on your knees, and let Judge Judy show you how it's done, okay? Now, put your asshole right up against the glory hole. Okay, this is getting obscene. Where are we going with this? We have notes. These notes are not from today, but we have notes. Let's see, here's my notebook of stuff I meant to do. You put some powerful stuff in the front of one of those notebooks and promise you'll never touch it again. Let's see. On the hate agenda, we go now to Notepad. We go to Discord. We're going to drop in live on Wild Bill Walsh in the Internet Chronicle. Bill, how the hell are you? We're coming to get. Do you understand? We're tracking you down. We're unbenching the Kench. And it's going to be nasty. Gnashing of teeth. There's going to be terror on the high seas. Okay, we're talking about Angus, 100% black Angus steer, raw beef in your fucking mouth, getting pushed through that glory hole and down your Judge Judy, I'm a multi-million dollar per episode kind of gal hole that you got plugged against that glory hole, and it's all coming down. Radio Hate can only be found on chronicle.su. This podcast, rate Radio Hate, broadcast, narrowcast directly into your fucking brainstem radio show is I think considered a terrorist threat in some countries. Not here, thank goodness, but you never know. And we're just hoping that that all turns around and they can get us on some watch lists or something. Get me stopped at an airport. Wouldn't that be funny if it happened to Hate Sack, but not you? Wouldn't that be hilarious when Hate Sack is on the news? And you can laugh at him, cause it's not you this time. But soon they'll come for you. And, I just had an eye full of a dude stroking his big glistening fucking dick in Omegle. Let's see if Wild Bill's gonna get on here. I'm telling him that, Hate Sack is recording. Wild Bill Piggy went a-courtin' on Hate Radio. And, that's how we talk to Bill. That's the bat signal for Kilgore. And that invites Kilgore on the show officially. Bill, what's up?
Hey, radio.
Hey, radio.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
You
really?
Hate radio. And a bunch of cheerleaders flash their tits. Hate radio. It would have to be gratuitous if we had cheerleaders, right? They would just do the filthiest thing. I'll keep them out in the yard. Just have them cheering us on when we open the blinds every morning at Cuthbert. The girls are out to play on Hate Radio. We got them prancing through the yard. Raleigh can't keep his filthy paws off them. Dr. Troubadour has not been seen since the appearance of a blonde one. I don't know what's going
on. What do you mean a blonde? A blonde what?
He's into the blonde hair.
People say
ladies.
A blonde one, that's like a thin measurement.
Right? Oh, I don't know about that. But so what I think
I've only ever heard a blonde, you know. Oh, that was off by a blonde one when someone like just misses.
Well, I heard he experimented in college. Goddamn, water's so fucking good sometimes. You know how good water is? Sometimes. On Radio Hate, water is very good. Bill, we're doing an experiment.
Holy shit.
This is something that Dr. Troubadour has asked us to do, and he has commanded Omegle.com to be running in the background of the show at all times. So there's a dial I can turn that any time we can go to the Omegle and see what these freaks are doing. And this is Dr. Troubadour's idea of exposing people to something they were not ready for. But so far all that's happened is every so often in the corner of my eye, I catch sight of somebody stroking a big cock, you know, big fucking dick out of the corner of my eye. I'm like, what the fuck? Because that's what Omegle really is.
I don't go on that website because I don't like to see naked, you know.
Yeah, and it's there every, you know, fourth one. Sometimes it's every other one. Tonight they are. It's a real sausage fest on Omegle.com.
Yeah.
And again,
is that where Dr. Troubadour is? We're on it's lost in the cocks at Omegle. He'll like find him on there, and he'll be like, "Please let me out. I'm stuck in Omegle."
Maybe
and then
this
he'll
is
be like, "Nah, next."
Next.
You know, be another cock.
If Dr. Troubadour does make an appearance, though, we'll have to bring him on. So I'm ready for that. I'm getting automatic payment failures on my phone.
Price.
Yeah. How do you like them apples? How do you like...
You know what I'm getting?
What?
Just perfect working system. Never fails.
I love systems. And I love phones. I just love everything about them. I can't wait to get a new phone.
But when they go wrong, I get so mad.
You know what I like?
I get so goddamn mad.
I like to slam the phone down. I'm gonna create an app that simulates the effect of slamming the phone down on the receiver. On the base. Remember you used to have a base and you could slam the phone down on it and you were like, this call is fucking over, and smash the phone down into the shit. You can't do that on the iPhone OS 12. Because this app doesn't exist yet. It's something that I think we should look into, and the cabinet should look into. Terra Max, and everybody just suck each other's dicks and get a bunch of money at the end of this whole thing, and new guy will be governor. Dr. Troubadour recommends this process. But dude, so no, really though, he does have an important message for us. We can get to that later. What's going on with you? Did you have a fun 9/11?
Jesus. Well, how about all the other 9/11s? There's the Santiago Stadium where they had that massacre. I heard about another 9/11. I forget what it was, but it's something else that happened on 9/11 that was a...
Was it a good old boy fighting a bull?
Also horrible. Yeah, it's like the 27 Club. 9/11. Some tragedy happens on 9/11. They're just gonna snap that number.
Snap
on
that
it
number.
Be like, yeah, told you.
Told you. Told you so, bitch.
And I mean, yeah. Of
snap
course,
it down.
All kinds of other disasters that happen on other days, but they don't have that catchy 9/11/27 ring to them.
9/11/27. Guy falling from the towers. Remember that dude? Somebody did a cum tribute to that guy. On
what?
Yeah, on there's a website called 4chan.org, and on this website, people are known to upload pictures of themselves having busted a nut on either a printed out photo of someone, or maybe they've just got them pulled up on an iPad and. You know, they'll bust a hot one out right there and take a picture of it for the internet. And this is a cum tribute to that photo or that person.
I think some of our listeners are familiar with those, yeah.
No. No, I've seen a cum tribute of the guy falling from the towers on 9/11. And never have I felt so overcome by patriotism in my life. It's 1 a.m. on Radio Hate. It's midnight in the desert. We're talking to Wild Bill Kilgore Walsh of the Internet Chronicle. Chronicle.su, notoriety and fame.
That's me.
Now, when you write, where do you find the courage in your guts, and where's your hate come from? Where do you get your ideas from? Where's that hate come from?
Usually I'll have some funny idea or something, just randomly.
And you just follow that out? Do you sketch it, or do you create a fucking outline? What do you do?
If I don't write it down, it's gone forever. So I'll try to sit down and write it out right there. And a lot of the time, it'll grow organically. Like, I'll have one joke, and really just building the whole kind of framework around it so that it can stand on its own. It'll create a story. And for instance, the latest story about the hurricane, right? Let's look at this.
I guess I meant more to the point, where do you get the courage to make fun of 9/11 victims?
Well, that's...
You think
Jesus,
that's,
man, that's not what I was going to talk about.
You think that's funny?
When was the last time I made fun of a 9/11 victim? I don't even remember.
Were you not?
I don't even remember. It's been a while. I have to look into that, why I thought it was funny, and I'll get back to you.
I'm about to...
I had this joke last time, the whole idea was the Kardashev scale, and that we're at a tier one level, and we're have the mindset of a tier zero. It's like, it's not possible for us to engineer global weather trends, and meanwhile, we are actually doing that in practice.
We're doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it.
What is that? What are you, Beefrave?
That was from a episode of Wonder Shows and about girls.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, that one joke about the Kardashev scale.
Hilarious joke.
And wasn't that funny?
Let's revisit
it. Everything else that was funny. That was just kind of like a that was the seed from which that story grew.
You can find more information about the Kardashev scale on Chronicle.su at your local library.
What do you think a tier 3 civilization's at?
Everybody's minds are connected by way of the Dyson sphere that they built around their star.
Yeah. I've actually read a book about that, with the Dyson sphere, and the whole sphere is just a computer environment in which the beings live at this extreme accelerated rate and on this scale and intelligence that is far post-human, far beyond our comprehension.
We are living post-human on this fucking Dyson sphere.
And you read the book like that. I think it was called... it was by Charles Strauss.
Don't fuck with me about Charles Strauss's
Dyson sphere. Was the accelerando? Yeah, that was it.
I had to shut down Dr. Troubadour's medical experiment. That Omegle shit was getting old.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a great experiment. Chronicle SU on Omegle, but not anymore because just too many cocks.
Yeah. I think the whole purpose of that experiment was for Dr. Angstrom H. Troubadour to get a bunch of cock video into his office.
You think he's into that? He probably is. I mean, the way he bros down, it's kind of...
It's a bit much.
Kind of, yeah, you look at him and you're like, oh.
Yeah, like, you're taking this bro thing a little too far. He looks eagerly forward to the showers. It's like, it's like a game of grab ass in there, Dr. Troubadour. But, anyway, everybody's minds are connected around this Dyson sphere, and your mind you know, is one with the computer, and everybody is somehow jacked the fuck into that thing. Whether you even need a body anymore at that point, I guess, is up for debate.
Now, this is the question I've always had, is if a computer is sufficiently advanced to be the size of the sun, all the sun, it's a sun-sized computer, right? The whole sun.
It's so much bigger than that. It's a solar-sized system.
Oh, a galactic.
Solar system.
Okay, the whole galaxy is turned into basically a giant computer and virtual environment. Can it then wind back into well, we can roll the clock back just by physics and look, oh, this is what happened 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, and then can watch video of it or retrieve some kind of data out of it that way, just by backwards, what do you call it?
Backwards compatibility, PlayStation 2.
Backward extrapolate. Yeah, will it be backwards compatible? Will our lives be saved on this giant future computer?
Or are we done?
And will we have a second life inside the Dyson Sphere Heaven?
We already have a second life right here on Earth.
But, I mean...
And you can talk to a furry.
This is what Melka says, though, is that...
The ultimate hit of heroin.
You've always existed... And you're actually a person inside. You're actually an advanced human inside the Dyson Sphere.
You said it more like, you're actually an advanced human deep inside of.
Yeah. Who is experiencing this life in as a video game, as a playing the game.
And, oh, yeah, everything's a game with you and Chris. Chris, everything's a game with you. Chris Nemelka, the voice of Anonymous.
Where's he been? I thought he was giving up his religion for Anonymous and Thump.
But
he gave up Anonymous too, so...
They're without leadership.
Every leader of Anonymous does that eventually.
We should go to the second in command of Anonymous and find out what they're doing absent Chris's leadership. Like, are you guys okay? Check in on them, you know? Just checking in on you. Who's the voice here? I'm here to talk to the voice.
This is the voice.
I am the voice of Anonymous.
First, you gotta have that hit of heroin.
First, you gotta have that. Well, it's like heroin, you know. You guys know heroin, right? And there was that one addict, and she was like, yeah, you can use me. And he kept saying, thanks for letting me use you. Christopher, that's no way for a cult leader to talk. Thanks for letting me use you. Because she was like, yeah, I'm a heroin addict, and your crazy cult speaks volumes to me, because that's exactly what heroin addiction is like. And, you know, that sounds pretty good, what you're promising, or whatever the fuck, right?
That hit of heroin.
Yeah, if it's a hit of heroin, but it's not heroin, that sounds pretty good, I'm on board, because I'm addicted to heroin. Thank you for letting me use you, Stacy, or whatever the fuck her name was. Molly. She had one of those names, not even a real name. Store manager Dr. Angstrom Troubadour shook his head and dismissed Tier 1 civilizations. We're not even there, he said. We're at Tier 0. Because we can't even... He's right, we can't even harness the Earth's energies. What the fuck are we gonna do talking about Dyson Spheres, our, you know, us being part of them, and then computers and all that horse shit?
All that horse shit. This,
you know,
computer, I don't want to be a computer stuck inside a giant.
We're just building mountains of tires and then burning them. Ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom. Give us that sun death, you know, no fucking atmosphere left. It's fun. It's fun, though, isn't it? Styrofoam. Isn't that great? Do you like styrofoam? Do you like Kroger? Kroger's fine, right? The good folks at Kroger. Wild Bill. deliberating.
Billy. Yeah.
What's going on social media right now? Are folks at Twitter?
Media.
Is Twitter a buzz? Did you get my Facebook friend request?
No, I don't have a Facebook. I don't have any of that.
I don't have one either. I guess that's why you didn't receive my friend request. I'm sorry for not bothered you. I'm sorry for having not bothered you with Facebook. But you still got the Facebook cookies, and so do I. Everywhere you go, the Facebook cookies are there.
Yeah, even if you just go to a party.
Even if
you get your picture taken, and suddenly they'll turn you into a cookie.
And the cookies know, and the algorithms know, they're like, hey, there's Bill, but we're not going to say it, right? But they know. The cookies see you. The cookies know. This is the Internet Chronicle. I'm Hatesack. Kilgore is a longtime author and editor at the Internet Chronicle. We have a zero tolerance policy at the office. I have zero tolerance for Raleigh. I won't have him in the fucking office. We are a separate, independent entity from Liebel Droger. And it's always been that way, and that's where we maintain our independence. And the way they're coming down on us, this is sick, and it's fucked up. And $12 an hour is not worth it for this shit. I just need, you know, I need my comeuppance. We're gonna fight back against Liebel Droger a little bit. Just to let them know that we're fiercely independent. What are some things we could do that would, like, we could lash out at them?
Liebel Droger. Well, what do you call people who you hate nowadays? Liebel Droger, probably has a basement with child prisons where they suck their blood and
yes.
have sex orgies and murder children. That's yes. the new thing.
That's right.
It's great back in the 1500s. All you had to do was have butt sex and
and you were finished. You were finished.
That was all it took back then. They wiped out the whole Templars on account of butt sex.
Well, we wiped out, you know, it was on account of the butt sex. You know. If I'm
well, really
honest.
There were political and economic reasons, but
well, I have a graphic all
know,
lined
the
up.
The lies that people tell to
no,
what do you call it?
It just so happens that this Liebel Droger kids in the basement story is not new.
No, this has been going on for years. Everybody knows about it. Opt-out theaters, Pizzagate, etc.
It was at the center.
It's all a cabal.
Of every
it's a cabal.
Investigation.
It's a regime. It's a, what are the bad words people use?
It's a fucking human trafficking racket, is from
there you
from
go,
what
human
I've heard.
Traffic.
You remember the human sale?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, they sold human beings for StopTheInternet.org. And they made their money. Okay, so yeah. If you're worried about.
Back in the 1500s, Liebel Droger was a chivalric order that butt sex.
The Liebel Droger Trading Company. It began, it was our great grandpappies and his before his, and mine and Kilgore's people just went so far back that, we're the tip of that cock right now. Spearheading the truth through disinformation and we're pointing the tip of that cock tonight at LiebelDroker.com. You don't own us. This is Hate Radio. What do you want to do next?
Well, we had a bunch of content we never got to.
Oh, that's right.
Another day.
Well, again, Dr. Troubadour, long time supporter and analyst at large for Internet Chronicle, has prepared some tips, because you said your 9/11 wasn't that good.
It was not good.
Mine was a little underwhelming. I saw the two towers of light beaming, shooting up.
Pillars of light, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, dude, it's been how long? If you like those fucking buildings so much, you could have just rebuilt them. But now these shooting lights in the sky shit? Like, alright. But anyway, it was underwhelming. You know, that's all, you know? So, the presidents went and cried in the field. So Dr. Troubadour's prepared. I mean, this was all from the abstract of the white paper that's coming out. But he's prepared some tips for this 9/11 remembrance ceremony that is, you know, we're so fond of. Next year it won't just be presidents crying in a field. It'll be something a little peppier, a little snazzier. And this is Dr. Troubadour's prescription for America. It's gonna cure that case of the Mondays and the fight against the fucking terrorists or something. Isn't that great, Bill? The entertainment brain trust at Liebel Drucker reflected and realized, we simply don't take enough time here at the Chronicle to remember 9/11, which makes us hypocrites after swearing we'd never forget. This is strictly unforgivable.
Oh my God.
But today we are the voice of Anonymous. We do not forget, and we do not forgive. 9/11, never forgive. In the course of remembrance, you might experience mystic events, Dr. Troubadour says. This, I guess he's leading into his first tip here. Says, this feeling of intense nationalism produces a sudden euphoria. This is not normal. This means you are a chosen patriot made up of pure impulses. Take the world from darkness into light with Dr. Troubadour's tips for a healthy 9/11 memorial. Here we go. Tip number one. Walking through body scanners doses you with gene-altering radiation and fights terror. Freedom isn't free. We once nuked the land of our enemies. Now we irradiate our own people with machines. That's not really a tip, is it? But Dr. T says, if you want to wage a war on terror, you'll have to fight a few battles with cancer. I guess he's talking about the body scanners. How they dose you down. It's like you're already getting it from the flight. Dr. Troubadour does not recommend walking through the body scanners. He says to leave those body scanners alone.
Don't do it. Just let them grope you. Just put up with that. Forget the scanning. The radiation is bad.
Says avoid eye contact with the guards as they go in to grope you, because this is a sign of aggression. And, who's to say what could happen next?
Long story short,
some good old boys just trying to make a buck out at the airport, man. They're gonna fill you up sometimes.
And you don't wanna be to blame.
And don't carry, Dr. Troubadour says, do not, under any circumstance, try to carry drugs past them, because they could find it and ruin your life forever. And tip number three. And this is actually, I couldn't think of what the fuck? Tip number three. I don't have tip number three. I guess Dr. Troubadour fucking, he just quit writing tips. He's supposed to give us three.
Well, that's $20 off his pay for me.
Yeah, fuck Dr. Troubadour, because he is still part of the Liebel Drucker establishment. He works for Liebel Drucker Laboratories. He's at Liebel Drucker University. I mean, he's on their payroll. He's scum like the rest of them. Fuck him, and fuck tip number three. Whatever it was. We wouldn't have even read it here. Hopefully, I would have come to my senses on my own. Thank God I had you to save me, Kilgore.
Oh, it's my duty.
Well, it's a fucking honor to have you exercise your duty upon me. And I'm talking about shit. You're fucking scat. Shoot hot shit. Oh my god. What the fuck? I lost my composure for a second. Old Hatesack losing his composure. But yeah, Leeple Droker had all those stories about the kids in the basement and sources close to the investigation. We're like, yeah, obviously. Obviously, Leeple Droker is guilty in this lawsuit. But I can't remember what the story was. Oh, it says here that Leeple Droker subsidiary, that apparently the purpose of this organization in particular was designed to fuck children. And it says they may be responsible for at least 100 fucked kids, it says here in the story. Jesus, dude.
Who wrote that shit? 100 fucked kids?
God damn. That's in the caption of this photo.
God damn. You know, I knew it. I thought we were making up a story, and look, you just look it up, and there, it's true already. Those fuckers at Leeple Droker have done the worst thing that they can be accused of.
And they've done a lot of accusing of their own, too, so this is, it's the hypocrisy.
Well, that's what gets you in the end.
They are so fucking high on themselves. And now this. The Leeple Droker Touch. It was a class action lawsuit. This was in 2013. They said that the children's supple, milky skin was no excuse. An event outsourced to employees of Hatesack Enterprise. Hatesack Enterprises is an internet startup sponsored by celebrity entrepreneur Dr. Angstrom Troubadour and Leeple Droker Incorporated. He's everywhere. The company's mission statement, we could never separate from Dr. Troubadour. Marginalized white American citizens amid a nationwide influx. I don't get it. But there's all these child protection laws that, you know, protect the kids' identities, which, you know, rightly they should. But it says they may soon reach an agreement preventing them from discussing the matter any further with anyone except for a team of pro bono attorneys donated by the kind-hearted Leeple Droker Association for the Advancement of Fucked Kids. Anonymous sources inside the company have revealed the scandal might have erupted from the so-called sex abuse hotline, a controversial wing of the startup company designed to put America's worst sex offenders to work. A key social rehabilitation specialist said it was impossible until now. So if you want to say Leeple Droker is not in the entrepreneurial spirit, is not in the spirit of giving back to the community, really, this is what they do. They're helping people, right? They have these associations. Who else?
Sure. Helping us like the Catholic Church.
Right. They're the backbone of society. They're too big to fail.
That's why they're able to hide everything, because their mission is so important, right?
Right. Well, their mission statement was to rape people professionally. And people didn't see this coming?
Yeah, but they do a lot of good too while they're at it. It's like to pick up all those kids off the street and kidnap them does good things for the economy.
Good.
And everybody else, and has lower taxes for it.
It's these, not in my backyard. But I say everybody needs to calm down and let the free market work out a real solution.
Yeah. All we gotta do is just sit back and relax, and all the crises of the day will evaporate with the free market.
Did I hear somebody knocking on a door?
Just sit back and relax, everybody.
Did you?
Don't do anything, and all the problems of the world will evaporate.
All the problems of the world? I thought I heard a knocking. Was there a knocking?
In your engine?
What the hell was that knocking?
Truck engine knocking?
No, I heard a knocking.
No, I didn't hear any knocking.
God damn, dude. Story went on to explain the concept, the complex relationship between the federal government and free market economics. Yeah, okay. This is why we need a domestic drone program. Okay. See, I question the reporter's judgment on whoever was on this story, but past settlements have stated no children can speak publicly about Liebeljoker Incorporated or its subsidiaries without express written permission signed by company president and CEO Raleigh Theodore Saker. Such is expected to be the case as their hearing goes before the courts Monday. I wonder what ever happened with that. Were there kids in the basement? Didn't somebody go and self-investigate that shit?
Well, yeah, he came in with the assault rifle, yeah.
And everything was fine, right? He settled the score right there.
Popped a few shots off, yelled at him.
We yelled at him, too?
Managed to see the basement, and, scraped around off the concrete for a few hours. That was about it.
I'll tell you what. I can't think of a better way to drum up business. But, look, people are already accusing us of being too cozy with Liebeljoker Incorporated. And, some have even called us the mouthpiece of that corporation. And I, for one, resent that. Did you hear that, dude? Do you hear this fucking knocking? Tell the people why this is such a problem while I investigate this knocking.
Well, Hatesack has gone to... Somebody's knocking at his door. Possibly the police. It's gonna be, you're gonna hear him going, ow, ow, ow. As he's arrested live on the air. In other news...
Nah, but they shouldn't be fucking those kids, though, in the basement. They need to... But, so this is how we're separating. Liebeljoker, we're going to go out and say we do not condone the activity of Liebeljoker. I don't care if they publish us, if they stop publishing us tomorrow.
Who's been knocking, though? You think Liebeljoker sent someone over to to take you out?
For some reason, I'm really paranoid, and I just I had this urge to open the door. And
anyone there?
There was no one there. I did hear laughter. I could hear a woman's laughter.
Oh, they're probably having a good joke on you. the whole, what do you call that?
I'm going to go up there with my AR-15 and settle the score. I'll self-investigate that sound tonight.
You go knock on my door and run off laughing.
I have an AK-47 in one hand.
I'm going to take you down to Liebeljoker's basement.
I'm going to take you downtown. You're going to be one of those censored faces that shows up on the news.
Jesus.
After Liebeljoker's done with you.
Oh, my God.
That's the end game at Liebeljoker.com. This has been an extra... crazy, super absurd episode of Internet Chronicle Radio Hate.
Yeah, remind them of that as they're cringing in fear.
You fucking animals.
So absurd.
You remember this. Remember this moment. You fucking animals. Despicable fucking creatures of the night. What are you doing here? I was telling them earlier that chronicle.su/radio is the only place on the internet you can find this shit. We do not upload to YouTube or SoundCloud or any of that other bullshit. This is all in-house. Internet Chronicle, go fuck yourselves. That's the website. That's what So they have to go to chronicle.su to get the shit. Where else are you going to go? You're going to go to Walmart? You're going to go to Amazon Prime and stream it? Chronicle.su. I'm HateSec. This has been Kilgore. Kilgore, tell them good night.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
Fuck yourself.
That's right. Go fuck yourselves. And good night.